you're lucky enough to be in Auckland for the Auckland Fringe Festival, which starts on the 15th of February, and you want to experience something completely different, how about experiencing some glamour, danger and excitement? Swong Song is the latest production of the Wet Hot Beauties. They've been described as luscious, leggy ladies in white cloche swimming caps and blood-red smiles. However, they're not all ladies. There are men involved in the revive art form of water ballet. If you remember seeing Esther Williams in her aqua musicals of the 40s and 50s, you'll get the idea of what the Wet Hot Beauties are all about. To tell us how they came about and to be and their latest production, I'm joined by Judy Dale and Pip Hall. Kia ora, ladies.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank
good.
You.
Happy Friday.
Yay, happy Friday. You must be very excited. It's getting closer and closer.
I know. Less than a month, I think, now.
How are the rehearsals going?
Well, they're really exciting at the moment because we've just moved to the pool. How we learn the water ballet is a bit like marching, and we do it dry in a school hall. So we are now in the pool officially. So it's a great kind of part of the process.
Oh, wow. Let's start at the beginning. Judy, do you want to just tell us how the Wet Hot Beauties came to be?
Yeah, sure. We well, I guess there I was sitting on Pip's couch drinking a couple of glasses of wine, have to admit, as we tend to do, about 5 years ago, eh? And we just kind of were sitting there chatting about, I don't know, what kind of cool thing it would be to do over summer with our friends and our family, and we like to, you know, do things as a big group, and thought, hey, why don't we do something around water, and maybe we could get somebody to teach us to do something cool in the water. And I think we kind of thought about, I don't know, book club, but that kind of wasn't quite us, and we wanted to be physical and outside and summery. And Pip just honestly picked up the phone and said, I'm going to ring a synchronized swimming coach.
Wow.
And she honestly did. She rang a very nice-sounding woman who kind of was maybe a little bit bemused and perhaps a little bit confused about what we were quite asking. But turned out that we weren't quite asking for her to take a couple of sessions with little kids, but actually women in their 20s, 30s, 40s and older. And she wasn't, I don't know, she was a little bit confused about what was going on. So we said, well, why don't we just try it ourselves? And we got a bunch of our friends together, and we all went to the pool and gave it a big go.
So you're not actually synchronized swimming as we would know it then?
Well, not really. We actually tried. We really honestly tried to give it a go with all that sculling and holding your breath underwater, and it's actually really hard.
It was too hard for us.
It totally was, wasn't it?
You've got to do that egg beater kick under the water, and that would just do your fitness in, I suppose.
Yeah.
Well, these people train all we could do for years, don't they? That's an Olympic sport.
That's right. So you didn't think you were quite up to Olympic level, and
no, not really. Some of us nearly drowned. It was it's seriously very difficult, and we've got the hugest amount of respect for those people for whom that sport is really important, and you know it's hard work that they do. So we just we took it to the other end of the pool and just thought, let's just move over to the kids' pool and try and learn some little moves with our arms. And we actually never left.
So how many did you start off with?
I think there was 13 in the first year, and it was a five-minute routine. And actually, when I think about that now, in hindsight, that seems much more scary than putting on a big, giant water ballet, because we were just asking our mates, hey, this is this crazy, weird thing we've been doing in our spare time, and can we show it to you? And that's quite vulnerable and quite brave. In the middle of the day, just at the pool, that seems much scarier now than actually putting on a big show.
So you started in the water, because now, of course, you're formulating a show, and you say you've just moved to the pool. So did you start doing everything in the water?
Yes, we did, because I guess one of the things is each year our process changes. So once we decided to go from synchronized swimming to water ballet, we got our friend Linda McFetridge, who's this amazing choreographer, to help us. And so she was really important in kind of actualizing water ballet, and we have kind of been reinventing, I guess, the art form and making it modern, like we kind of call it putting a cheeky modern twist. So we're not kind of imitating what they did in the 40s, we're inspired by it and we use modern music and we take our kind of irony with us and kind of, yeah, reinvigorate it, I guess is the best way to describe it.
Did you watch any of those Aqua musicals to give you some inspiration?
Yeah, we did, and they're just so beautiful. There's one called Million Dollar Mermaid, is that her name? Mm-hmm. And Bathing Beauty, and they're just so elegant and gorgeous, black and white, beautiful things choreographed by that quite wacky, like in hindsight now, looking at it, guy Busby Berkeley. It was quite kaleidoscopic. All his patterns were really amazing and filmed from above.
Yeah, it was huge production numbers, weren't they?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, they were really beautiful and elegant and kind of chorus line girls. It was a big glamour thing in kind of Hollywood in the 30s and 40s.
Mm.
And quite way out filmmaking, I think, now looking at it. A lot of the stuff that Esther Williams did was underwater and really beautiful kind of Neptune's Daughter stuff. Very beautiful and inspiring. We don't quite have the facilities or the expertise to do the underwater stuff here. But, yeah, we decided that playing in water and recreating music and theatre and art in water is a really beautiful thing to do.
So do the hot, wet beauties at the moment, do you have to come along and have some experience in swimming or have been a synchronised swimmer or be a dancer or anything like that?
Not at all. And I think that's one of the real beauties of the community. We say as long as you can count to eight, you can be in the group.
Why is that?
Well, because the choreography is done in beats of eight,
right.
I have learnt, because I'm not a dancer either. And I guess we just ask for a kind of commitment. But I'd say 90% of our troupe are made up of people who are not performers by trade. Mm. So it's a great, safe place to do that. And that's why I think it's such a special group, is that we don't audition. Anyone can do it. Mm. We are fully inclusive.
How many beauties have you got now? You started with 13 and you've expanded two.
Yes, this year is our fifth year of doing it, and each year we come together afresh in kind of about September and start seeing who's keen and brave and wants to give it a go and extend themselves and be challenged. And it's amazing, the response we get is really overwhelming, and we've got, I think it's 75 people in the group this year.
Wow, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And that's just performing. So, but to put on the spectacular, we probably will have another, maybe a crew of 20, 25.
Mm-hmm.
Like we've got a massive makeup team, and we, the Parnell Bars where we perform is not a traditional performance venue. So we need to put in seats and lighting every night and put in a box office.
Mm.
So, you know, we come with a big entourage.
But they're used to us, aren't they? Because we've been there for 5 years now. We've usually done kind of, well, I guess we call them splash mobs, instead of those flash mobs that you get where people turn up at your local mall and they do like a routine.
Yeah.
We took that to the pool and we called them splash mobs, and we would just kind of bemuse and entertain the Parnell Baths general public by us doing a little routine for 5 minutes during the daytime for a couple of years. And so the Parnell Baths just love it. They, you know, they're hugely supportive of the community, and they really love being part of it, and it's just such a beautiful historic place to be. It's outdoors and it's salt water, so we float really easily, and it's warm water, so it's quite comfy. Yeah, it's a lovely place to be. It's quite deco in style too.
What ages have you got in the beauties now?
Well, we've got quite a wide range, actually. I think this year the youngest is 14, and the oldest would be maybe early 60s.
Wow.
And how many eclectic group.
How many men have you got?
I think we've got eight this year, and most of them have been in the troupe for a number of years now, which is really neat. A big part of our community. We've had men and women in the group who are married, so husband-wife couples, and we've had a couple of romances blossom.
Oh, wow.
I know, it's really sweet. And a couple of the youngest woman in the group is doing it with her mum this year. which is really special, you know, to see mother and daughter doing, kind of participating in something together. Like when you're 14, it's probably, I remember when I was 14, hanging out with my mum kind of in my togs at the pool would have been quite a challenge. As much as I love my mum, you know, I think when I was 14 it would have been a bit tricky. But what I see is a really beautiful relationship strengthening. Mm. You see that, Pip?
Yeah, for sure.
How often do you rehearse?
Well, part of the challenge about being working with a big group is making it accessible. So we only, for the majority of the process, we only rehearse once a week for a couple of hours, which, but it does mean that it's kind of for a longer period. But as we're kind of getting to the business end, we rehearse maybe twice, and we might have to twice a week, but certainly, yeah, not full time. And yeah, but it's amazing how much you can kind of get done. We, this year we've tried a different process where we push the choreography up on YouTube, and so actually that's much easier to practice in your own time. So we're kind of empowering the participants to kind of take charge of their rehearsals as well.
Mm, that's a good use of the internet. I like that.
It makes it quite easy because also it needs to be accessible for people. You know, we've a lot of us have got family and jobs and
I suppose you're all spread out over Auckland as well, are you?
Yeah, we are. And so we all kind of come together and people have got lives, but it's important for them to feel welcome and flexible.
Yeah, we've got one woman this year who was in the troupe and she's moved to Blenheim because her husband's a pilot and she's like, oh, I really want her being Wet Hot Beauties. And we're like, okay, cool, we'll make that work. So she learns it on the videos. We just write her in the notations where she goes and acts the shapes and she's turning up in the last 10 days to be fitted in.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really fantastic.
Yeah, it's cool. It's important to let people be as much a part of it as they want.
Has your fitness increased with all of this and your creativeness, I suppose?
Well, it's a different kind of fitness. Like, because, so yes, is the short answer, but because a lot of what we do is actually secretly an optical illusion, is that the water is not even a metre deep, but we give the illusion that we are floating, so we have to kind of squat down so that we are about armpit height, and that is very challenging on the thighs.
Mm.
So,
yeah. It's a good workout.
Yes, it is.
It's good physical activity, and it's, you know, it's a leisure activity. It's kind of arty. It's a bit of everything.
Who's attracted to the Wet Hot Beauties then as a participant?
We've got a really wide kind of group. Like, lots of people come for different reasons. One theme that we hear is a lot of women especially come because they want me time, that it's kind of an escape from their lives, from the humdrum, because it is so different and special, and you get time on your own and you get to work with a group. And actually, I was checking my Facebook feed yesterday and one of the participants wrote this amazing, she said, this is my new motto, which is water ballet washes from the soul the dust of everyday life.
Aww.
So there's those kind of people. There is people who want to express themselves artistically and creatively. We've got some really cool, you know, 20 set who just think it's a fun thing to do. We've got a couple of professional actors. So it's really varied, the kind of people who are in the group.
What have you two got out of it, Judy?
Oh, it fills my soul with just absolute joy and pleasure, and it makes me happy to be a water ballerina. I never knew that this was my destiny, but I just love working with Pip and love working with Lara Fischel Chisholm, who's our choreographer this year too, and just being part of a really special, cool community of really amazing people. It's quite female centric, which is different to what I do all day in my everyday life, and meeting people of different ages and different backgrounds and amazing different skills. So that satisfies my passion for getting to know different people, and it's creatively really challenging and exciting to be able to make your own theatre in a really amazing theatrical space, to devise work as a group, And yeah, it fulfills that part of me that wants to be a performer and be brave and challenged.
Pip.
What she said.
What is fulfilling. So what inspires you each year for your new productions then?
Well, each year I guess we both go, oh, are we going to do it this summer? And then we go, oh, yes, we are, because we love it, and even though it's lots of work. And people always go, oh, when is the Wet Hot Beauties coming back? So I guess each time we do it, we are trying to do two things. One is to kind of, in terms of the product, like what kind of show are we going to put on? How can we make it a little bit better each time? So we're aspiring to kind of get our shows a step up each time. But we're also trying to look at the processes, because that work best for the group. So we're always trying to maximise the experience for everyone.
Because that's heaps more, well, it's a really big part of it, eh, is the experience of doing it. The process is just as important as the outcome. Mm. People love working together for over 100 hours, volunteering their time and being part of creating something that's bigger than all of us. And this huge sense of satisfaction and achievement and real pleasure for everybody, more so than I think you think there's going to be when you first see it or you first join it. So, yeah, exponentially bigger and more exciting the further into the production you get. And I think, yeah, there's a couple of times that we go, oh, it's quite hard, but it's actually really awesome. And it makes us happy, so let's do it again. And working in a theatrical space that's water is quite exciting too. There's lots of stories that can be told that you can't tell in a black theatrical box, or that really lend itself to beautiful feminine stories or ancient legends, beautiful myths. The creativity aspect of it is quite exciting.
So what are we expecting from Swan Song for The Fringe?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're really excited because it's quite different from the work we did last time. Like, I think we've taken it's not a risk, but it's a challenge, the fact that we are telling a traditional ballet and we're putting it into a water thing. And we are mixing that with we're inspired by Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet.
Right.
So we're kind of calling it a water ballet pool party mashup. we're kind of influenced by the 90s. I think it's going to be really beautiful, and we are looking at really concentrating on telling the story of Swan Lake. So that, yeah, I think it's going to be a big, amazing on Swan Ball.
Very good. How long is your production?
We open on Wednesday the 13th of February, and it's a 5-night season. So we close on the Sunday the 17th of Feb, and it's cool to be part of the Auckland Fringe and to kick it off. It's a really vibrant festival to be part of, and they're hugely supportive of our community, and we feel like we are really welcome and at home, and yeah, we're looking forward to celebrating this new show with our audience. It's going to be fun.
How many can you fit in an audience, just in case, you know, we want tickets to sell out, everybody to Auckland to go and see it?
We can seat / stand 250. So we put in these kind of baby grand seating blocks around the pool, and then there's very limited kind of standing above, which is really cool actually, because you can look down and see the shapes really nicely.
Mm. And what about the coolest, hottest seats of the house?
Oh yes, as part of our Pledge Me campaign, we needed to raise some money, so we used a Pledge Me campaign, and as part of the rewards, people pledge money to watch the show from the spa pool.
Oh, now that's very, very classy.
Yeah, unfortunately all those seats have gone, but there will be some spectators watching from the spa pool.
And are they set seats, so do you need to sort of go up a little bit higher when you get there to get the best view?
I guess the higher you are, the better the view, but yeah. I guess also we just have to jam everyone in where we can.
Yeah, it's an experience. It's such an unusual space to perform in and to go see a show, and it's the whole event is quite unusual and exciting right from when you get in the car to go see it. You know, you go to a swimming pool to do what at 9 o'clock at night? To go see a bunch of people do something really silly and really entertaining. And it's hugely enjoyable. And our previous season was an amazing success and was sold out before we opened. And, yeah, we're just really honoured that people are just as fascinated by it as we are.
Pip, give us your email, our website address, just so if people want to just get an idea of what you're about and then race off and buy a ticket.
So if you want to check out the Wet Hot Beauties, yes, we're www.whbs.co.nz, and tickets are on sale via iticket.co.nz. We've already sold about 60% of our houses, so if you want to get in, you need to get in quick.
Fantastic. It sounds fun, ladies. Thank you very much for joining us, and good luck.
Oh, you've got to be in with us next year, Katrina.
Oh, look, I'll be racing up to Auckland to do that. I think we should start one in other parts of the country.
Definitely.
How about that?
Definitely.
Oh, good. We're inspired. We are.
That's so cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was Judy Dale and Pip Hall of the Wet Hot Beauties. And you need to go along and have a look at Swan Song, which is part of the Auckland Fringe Festival. Starts on the 13th of February.